Is there anyone who hasn't imitated Julia Child? Is there anyone who hasn't ever dropped a rose, spilled the baked beans, and plopped something back onto a plate, saying, "Remember, they never see you in the kitchen." We made an omelet together once.
Well, you're with a beak, with a wrist movement. You're disturbing.
Give me a chance, Miss Child. Give me a chance.
Okay. Much better. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
To stand schmushing in Julia Child's kitchen, one that's been transported from whisk to stove into the Smithsonian, it's like taking batting practice with Ted Williams. Julia Child died yesterday, just 2 days short of her 93rd birthday. Friends say her cat was in her bed and a bowl of French onion soup, her recipe, was on her nightstand. Julia Child let the hot air out of not only high cuisine but public broadcasting. She was more than 50 when she first went on the air, shambling, gangly, and with that voice that could turn a copper kettle green, at a time when public television was mostly animals mating and British people chattering, or vice versa. Julia Child became its first real star. Today, Sesame Street characters appear on diapers for a commercial fee, but Julia Child refused all offers to endorse kitchen implements, salad dressings, or wine, saying her viewers and readers shouldn't think her beliefs were for sale. Julia Child believed that good food was there to be enjoyed with friends. She had faith in the healing powers of cheese, butter, gin, and laughter. Chef Rick Bayless remembers going to her 82nd birthday party at Hammersley's Bistro in Boston and hearing Julia Child recollect what it had been like for a 6'2" woman to shop for clothes on a budget. To hear that octogenarian belly laugh about elbowing drag queens out of the way to get the last blouse in her size, he told us, was one of the most memorable moments of my life. Julia Child believed in moderation, not abstinence. People are afraid of French food because of all the cream and butter, she once said, but you don't see all those big fat people over there that you see lumbering around Disneyland. Julia Child was not pretentious, or pretentiously folksy. She enjoyed McDonald's and Burger King French fries without comparing them to pommes frites. She thought shortcuts from microwaves to cake mixes and canned tuna have a place in busy lives. But she also thought that the bounty of good food and the abundance of human talent to prepare it in so many astounding ways is one of the many blessings of life. It's to be celebrated and shared. We were lucky to be able to see her in the kitchen.
Oh, I can cook, too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yes, I can cook, too. My fish can't be beaten. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what's